Pacific Delta is urging people to go to United States and increasingly be affected by prolonged conflicts against national threats and the far-reaching effects of climate change. The local media has said that such protests and the demand collective commitments to multilateral religion and in the United Nations Charter agencies to strong regional and inter-regional partnerships. The local announces that they are creating dialogue with the Soviet people from Houston to actually work towards a more peaceful, inclusive, interest-based world. This was said in a statement issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Foreign Affairs has been urging efforts to close the digital divide between urban and rural communities, warning that continued disparities in internet access could undermine meaningful democratic participation across the country. Urbanization Executive Director Susan Mope has stressed the need to increase digital access as we need to move deeper into a technology-driven era. She has noted that as internet becomes increasingly central to public discourse, service delivery, education, and police participation, it is vital that self-citizens, regardless of location, are connected and empowered to engage. This Mope has said that the most important role internet connectivity in rural areas, particularly in schools to ensure that people are not left behind in digital development. The community is clear that there is connectivity and that there is consultation and that every voice within the different states is represented. We need to see more efforts going to disinvest the divide because we are already in the second industrial revolution and in fact the Democrat internet is now becoming the central state. How long will it take for us to break that divide and ensure that those who are in the rural areas, for example, are able to suffer?
I thought that was very clear. Very clear.
Thank you. 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 Thank rate of 6.4% in 2027. Speaking at the Super Bowl's conclusion, Mr. Filipico said, this is in line with the increasing line of production, history of the infrastructure reforms. He said the balancing range has been restructured the remaining 6% of the external debt as services are being engaged in good faith. Meanwhile, Bank of Zambia has announced that the gains in order have stated that the reserve has appreciated by approximately 15% against the US dollar since this year, having largely by increased foreign exchange supply from the mining sector and inflows from foreign financial institutions investing primarily in government bonds. And Zambia Revenue Authority Commissioner General Bingani Banda said the authority said that they have grown at an average annual rate of 23.9% over the past 5 years, noting that the 2026 budget represents a nominal increase of 214.2% compared to 2021. At least 40 people have been injured following a Russian drone strike at a radio station in northeast Ukraine, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has said. In a post on X, he said that preliminary reports indicate Ukraine's battle passengers for exercise of destruction in Ukraine's first step in the Sumy region. Emergency services are on the scene and are beginning helping people, he said, adding that information regarding the injured has been established. The BBC has ruled on other global stories.